So we continue analysis of the laws of Shvut Dishvut Bimkom Mitzvah, which again is the law of telling a goy to do something on Shabbat that is only forbidden midrabbanan if you would do it yourself. So the first Shvut is the Amirah La'akum, and the second Shvut is whatever you're telling him to do, which would be Isud Rabbanan. So the Torah, the Halakha says in Shim Zayin, that if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, or for Efsed Merubah, or for a Choleh, Shvut Teshvut become mitzvah is mutar. The discussion we talk about today is, when the Torah tells us that there's 39 melachot on Shabbat, they learned the melachot from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, the melachot that were done there, were all productive. Everything that they did there was for a positive reason. Even when they erased, they only erased for the purpose of writing again in that spot. When they ripped a garment, they ripped it in order they could restitch it. When they took apart something, they only took it apart in order to rebuild it. It has to be a constructive purpose. But what about if a person does a melacha on Shabbat that's really not for the purpose of the melacha? For example, in the Mishkan, when they used to extinguish stuff, how did they extinguish? They put out a fire. Why did they put out the fire? That's a negative to put out a fire. No, they did it because they needed the coals in order they can cook. So they put out the fire so you have coals. So that's a constructive melacha. But what if on Shabbat you put out a fire and you don't need the coals? You put it out because you put it out. That would be called melacha she'ena sidicha legufa. It's a melacha. You put out a fire. But in a sidicha legufa, you don't need the result of the putting out of the fire. You don't need the coals. But what's the law on that? Is melacha she'ena sidicha legufa, is that asur min haTorah, or is that asur midrabbanan? It's a big machloket between two rabbis in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that such a melacha, even though you don't need the coals, hayav. Melacha shena sidicha legufa hayav min haTorah. And actually that's the way Harambam says. Harambam is posek like Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Shimon argues. And Rabbi Shimon says, melacha shena sidicha legufa patur. And that's the way Maran holds in many places. So therefore, if a person put out a fire on Shabbat and he doesn't need the coal, asur, asumid rabbanan. That's important to know that. Because now we will go back to our case of Amir al-Akum. The question would be to tell a goy to do something that's a melacha she'ena sidicha legufa, which is only asur midrabbanan, that would be called shvut, the shvut. However, it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut at all. Because there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, God forbid, if somebody's house is burning on Shabbat, Bar Minan, there's a fire. The Gemara says, En omrim lagoy kaber ve'eno kaber. You cannot tell the goy anything. If he comes on his own, he comes on his own. If not, you cannot tell him anything. Comes the Ran, the Benu Nisi, in the end of Perek Habib, and he asks, why can't you tell the goy? If putting out a fire in a house, you don't need the coals. When the guy's house is burning, he's going to use the coals? Of course not. So that's melacha shena sidicha legufa, which is patur. So why shouldn't you be able to tell the goy to go put out the fire, shvut to shvut, and come hefsed? That's the Ran's question. The Ran answers, because you write shvut to shvut, but not by melacha shena sidicha legufa. Melacha shena legufa is different. Because the people are going to get confused. If they're going to think you're allowed to put out a fire in this case, they're not going to know the difference between melacha she'ena sidicha legufa. Because it's the same thing, it's the same putting out of the fire. It was to do with the kavanah of the guy. So therefore, we don't want to get lenient on melacha she'ena. So therefore, according to that Ran, while melacha she'ena sidicha legufa might be midrabbanan, but we're not lenient in a shvut l'shvut in that case. And that's the opinion of the Maharshal. However, halakha l'maaseh, halakha b'vadya, argues on this Maharshal, and he says it's a drabbanan, because the Ran brings a second answer. The Ran says, no, the reason why you cannot tell the goy to put out the fire, because you might come to put it out yourself. And therefore, Adam Bahud. And therefore, the Ma'aseh, again, this is a rule, Shvut the shvut b'mkom mitzvah, even if the second shvut is a melacha, she'ena sedicha legufa. The classic example would be, the person comes home and the lights are on, and he cannot sleep, and the babies are there, and they cannot sleep either. The halakha would be permissible to tell a goy to shut the light. Why? Shutting the light is clearly a melacha she'nasedicha legufa. It's better than a melacha she'nasedicha legufa, because when you put out a fire, at least there's a coal. Here there's not even a coal. If you wanted a coal, you couldn't have a coal. It's not even possible to be a melacha she'nasedicha legufa. The metal doesn't become a coal. There's no way to shut a light b'melacha she'nasedicha. What are you going to use? The filament? So therefore, on Shabbat, in the case of tzorech, where a person needs to sleep, and if he's not going to shut the lights, or the goya is going to shut the lights, he cannot sleep. And that's considered a tzorech. And therefore, that would be considered a heter, based on the principle of shvut, the shvut, bimkom, a tzar, in the case of a melacha she'ena sedicha legufa, like shutting off a light. Again, turning on a light would be a different story, obviously. But shutting off is melacha she'ena sedicha, and therefore would be mutar.